Well, good morning, everyone. I am very impressed that Matthew Wan can pray in Chinese so fluently. So that seems like a challenge I will accept, and hopefully I can pray in Chinese very shortly. So let us pray this morning before the sermon. Father God, we thank you.
天父, 我们感谢你。
Yesterday we had a wonderful carnival and many, many kids showed up.
我们昨天有一个很开心的嘉年华会, 是很多小孩来到。
And I can see that many of our leaders are really serving you.
我们看到很多, 大人都是真的在侍奉你。
So today, as we learn about living for you, let us learn how to truly serve you.
我们今天是要学习，我们怎样能够真的用心来到侍奉你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求, 阿们。
Amen. Good morning.
早晨。
There is, in the 1950s, a very famous circus performer.
1950年有一个马戏班很出名的表演。
And his specialty was to walk on a tightrope and keep his balance.
他最厉害就是行钢线来到平衡自己。
He was so good and so confident that no matter how high the rope was, he would keep his balance and get to the other side.
他是厉害到无论多高这个钢线,他都可以行过对面。
So one day, he decided to go on top of a very high building, on top of the roof.
有一天,他就准备在大厦最高那层,行过对面。
And then he put a rope from one side of a building to another side of a building.
他就由一个大厦的顶楼,放了一条钢条,去到对面那个大厦。
And then he asked a lot of people to come watch him walk across his tightrope going from one building to the other building.
他就叫了很多人来看他来到行钢线。
He didn't even have a safety net, so if he had fell, he would have fallen into a street of passing cars.
他下面还没有那个安全网,即是如果他跌下来,就跌下去那些车那里了。
So he got up onto the rope, and he immediately went onto the rope, and he made it, and everyone was clapping, and everyone was cheering.
他走上钢线的时候,就走到过去对面那间大厦,下面的人就猛拍手欢呼。
As he got to the other side, he found a wheelbarrow, something that construction workers use to move around bricks, and then he was about to go onto the rope again.
他就走到对面的时候,就找到一架那些手推车,即是那些运砖头,工厂里面用的手推车。
And then he walked right over the rope, keeping his balance with full confidence again. At this point, everyone was clapping, everyone was cheering, putting their hands up, they're all really happy that he could do this. And then the performer said, "Do you think I could do this with a person sitting in this wheelbarrow?"
And
then everyone was clapping and cheering and putting their hands and saying, "Yes, you can do it." And the performer said, "Well, who would like to volunteer themselves to be in this wheelbarrow for me to go to the other side?"
那个表演那个就说,有谁愿意奉献自己坐在这个手推车,我推你过去。
Immediately, everyone went silent. There was no more clapping. There was no more cheering. No one wanted to be in the wheelbarrow.
那立刻就人人都静晒声,没有人肯自愿坐上手推车。
We often say words of confidence and words of faith, but when it comes down to acting out our confidence, we often fail.
我们很多时候说一些很有信心的说话,充满了自信,但是到行出来的时候,就做不到了。This
month's theme is about living for Christ. How can we live for Christ if we say yes with our mouths, but we say no with our hands.
我哋今个月嘅主题系为主而活。如果我哋净系用个口话为主而活，但系我哋嘅手又唔肯举起话为主而活，咁点能够成功呢
？I want to read the scripture passage that I have for today.
我想再读今日嘅经文。
In verse 22, it says, "Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says."
第廿二节，雅各书第一章第廿二节咁话：只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
Verse 23 and 24 say that anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
第23、24节咁话，因为听道而不行道的，就好似人对镜子看自己本来嘅面目，看见走后，随即忘了自己嘅相貌如何。
And 25 says, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do.
第廿五节话，唯有详细察看那全备自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
The book of James was written specifically for people who say they have faith, but they don't act out their faith.
雅各书是特别为那些很懂得讲一些很有信心的说话的人，但是又行不到出来的人。
Not only do we read it about it in this chapter, but also in chapter 2, with a very popular comparison between faith and deeds.
是并且在第二章雅各书第二章那里都再一次讲到信心和行为的分别。
The Apostle Paul says that faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
保罗很重地来到强调，他说信心如果没有行为是死的。
Brothers and sisters, when I think about living for Christ, I think of doing, not just sitting.
弟兄姊妹，当我想到信心的时候，我是想到要行出来的，不是坐在这里的。
As Christians, we ought to be ambassadors for Christ.
我们是基督徒，我们应该呢，是耶稣基督的使者。
Whatever Christ wants us to do, we should do it.
如果神要我们做一些事，我们就应该去做。
Wherever Christ goes, we should follow.
耶稣基督在哪里，我们就一定要跟随。
Because we are ambassadors, everything we do is a reflection of Christ that lives in us.
因为我们是耶稣基督的使者，所以我们所做的事就是反映耶稣基督在我们的心里面。
And it's really funny that these verses say that when we look at ourselves in the mirror,And then as soon as we look away, we've forgotten what that reflection of Christ looks like.
所以在圣经里面就用一个很好的比喻，或者好像我们看自己在个镜那里，一走开，跟着就不记得了自己的样子。
If we are going to live for Christ, we need to know what that looks like, and then also we have to know how to persevere as long as we can and remember what that looks like.
如果我们是要行出来，用我们的信心有行为的，我们就要坚持到底。
So those are the two things I really want to focus on. What does it look like and how do we persevere in that?
我就今天想讲这两个重点。第一就是信心是什么，另外就是怎样能够坚忍到底。
So my first focus on what does it look like?
究竟什么是信心呢？
I want you to imagine with me for one second, a person who says,I live for donuts.
我想你大家是尝试想象一下，如果有个人好诚心咁话，我是为咗食嗰啲油炸圆圈饼嚟活嘅。
What do you think this person does a lot? I would assume that this person probably eats a dozen donuts a week, if not a day.
我谂呢个人嘅一生，你就睇到佢可能每个星期。都食一打嗰啲油炸嗰啲饼。
Imagine a person who says, I live for basketball.
你可唔可以想象一下，有个人话我系一生为咗打篮球而活嘅
？What do you think this person does a lot? I would bet that this person would play basketball almost every day, practicing his shot and making sure that he is healthy and fit every day.
你谂下呢个人会系点嘅咧？佢应该系日日或者每个星期一定好勤力打篮球，并且咧系操练自己身体。
So when you hear someone say the words, I live for Christ, what is the first thing you think this person does a lot of?
如果你听到一个人说我是为主而活的，那你应该想想他究竟是会做些什么的呢？
If you have a picture in your mind of someone that goes to church a lot and worships God, that's good, it's a good start.But it's incomplete.
如果你认识一个人，佢好敬虔嘅，时常去教会去崇拜嘅，呢个系好嘅，但系足唔足够呢？
Going to church and worshiping and music is wonderful. Don't get me wrong, but Christ teaches so much more than that.
用音乐嚟到敬虔敬拜神系好嘅，但系系咪足够呢？
Christ teaches about giving to the needy.
圣经教导我哋，仲要周济穷人。
Loving your enemies，
要爱你嘅仇敌。
Praying at home，
喺屋企里边敬虔嘅祷告。
And letting go of our earthly possessions，
同埋能够放低我哋喺地上嘅财富。
James even says that a pure and faultless religion looks after the orphans and widows。
在雅各书讲到一个清洁而没有沾污的宗教敬拜是要看顾那些孤儿寡妇的。
It's another way of saying that we have to take care of those who are oppressed and who are seeking refuge.
是讲到我们要去照顾那些受逼迫的人，是需要收留的人。
I think deep down, we already know what the teaching is.And we know what to do. We just need someone to give us an extra boost of encouragement to do it.
我想我们的心里面是已经知道基督教的教导是什么，只不过我们是需要有人提醒勉励鼓励下我们。
Imagine the same person who says I live for donuts but he never eats any donuts.
如果那个人是说我是为了吃那些油炸饼而活的，但是他一个都没吃过。
Imagine a person who says, I live for basketball, but he hasn't touched a basketball in years.
或者一个人说我为打篮球而活，但他已经很多十年没打过篮球。
What would you think of such a person? I would think that he is a liar, that he is a hypocrite.
你会对这个人有什么看法呢？我想他会是一个讲大话的人，并且是一个伪君子。
There was a very...popular civil rights activist. His name was Mahatma Gandhi, and he was a very famous peacemaker.
在印度很出名的一个为人权争取和平的是甘地。
Did you know that one day he actually went to church?
你知不知道有一天他其实入过基督教的教会？
Unfortunately, when he was approaching the doors of the church, the usher that day said, sorry,We don't accept people like you.
他行近教会就来入去的时候，在门口那个接待那个就跟他说，他说对不住，我们教会不接待你这些这样的人。
Gandhi could have been a Christian.
甘地真的有可能成为一个基督徒。
He read the Bible and he fell in love with the teaching of Christ.
他将全本圣经都读过，并且他真的很爱上圣经的教训。
But unfortunately that day, the usher didn't live for Christ. The usher lived for himself.
就很可惜，那日的招待员是不是为主而活，他是为自己的看法而活。
The very famous words of Gandhi said, I like your Christ, I don't like your Christians.
在甘地一句很出名的说话，他说我很喜欢你们的耶稣基督，但是我实在不喜欢那些基督徒。
So let that be a teaching for us that never underestimate the impact of our actions.
愿这个提醒我们，是我们所做的事是很有影响力。
Even the smallest effort can make the biggest difference.
我哋好付出好少嘅力量，能够有好大嘅反应。
On a more positive note, one of the most influential things that anyone has ever done for me was actually just to drive me home.
喺我嘅成长过程里边，有影响我最深嘅咧，就系有人车我翻屋企。
Believe it or not, you have to understand that I went to church near Hastings, but I lived all the way in Richmond.
你要明白我成长嘅时候咧，系教会咧就喺温哥华 Hastings 街嗰头，但系我咧就住喺 Richmond 嘅。
Needless to say, it was very difficult to find anyone who's willing to drive me home.
所以完咗聚会嘅时候咧，实在好难揾到人肯车我翻屋企。
The people that had the most influential impact on my life were the ones who saw me and wanted to sacrifice 30 to 40 minutes of their time just to drive me home.
其实最影响我生命的人就是那个肯真的花上30分钟、40分钟特别车我回去列治文的。
And that's what living for Christ looks like. Living for Christ means you're putting into action the love and mercy of Christ.
其实乜嘢系为主而活咧？就系将耶稣基督嘅爱同埋佢嘅怜悯嚟到表现出嚟。
You can all think of your stories of how people have influenced your life, showed you mercy, loved you. You all have your own stories.
我相信你哋每一个人都经历过，曾经有人对你系有基督嘅爱同埋嗰种嘅恩典怜悯。
So if we persevere in those kind of actions, I have no doubt in my mind that we can do some amazing things for Christ.
我深信如果我们能够坚忍到底，能够表现这些出来，我们一定能够为主而活。
But that's the real big question. How do we remember what it looks like? And how do we persevere once we have it?
个难题就是究竟我们怎样记得怎样为主而活，并且是能够坚忍到底呢?
Like in the verse, it says that we look into the mirror, but then we immediately forget how it looks like. So how can we persevere and continually live in faith?
圣经已经提醒我们说很容易我们好像对着镜子观看自己随即行走了就忘记了。那我们怎样能够坚持到底还记得要为主而活呢?
Now I admit, I'm a little young, so I feel out of place for talking about preservation and all those things.
我哋嘅牧者系后生啲嘅，咁佢咧就觉得佢讲点样坚忍到底咧，都系有啲困难嘅。
But I have a very amazing illustration that speaks about this, and I am certain you will never forget it.
我有一个故事要话俾大家听，我深信你系永远唔会忘记。
It's about a blacksmith, and if you don't know what a blacksmith does,It's a person that deals a lot in metalworking and making all kinds of metal things like maybe shields or armor and possibly swords.
是大家都认识是什么叫铁匠，就是呢是打铁的工人，是做出很多铁做的器皿。
And what a blacksmith has to do in order to make his object is to heat the metal so hot and hammer away at it to remove the impurities of it.All the impure metals in it. He needs to hammer that all out.
一个铁匠咧，就系将嗰块铁喺好高热嗰度，系比较融得远啲。咁然后咧就用个锤不停咁样揼嗰嚿铁，系揼到咧嗰啲杂质都出晒去。
So a man once asked a blacksmith, "How do you know when to stop hammering the piece of metal?"
咁有个人就问呢个铁匠，佢话你点知道几时先停手呢
？As in, how do you know that all the imperfections are removed from the metal？
佢话你点知几时啊？嗰啲杂质先冚冷除晒去呢
？The blacksmith said, "Until I can see myself in the reflection of the metal."
咁呢个铁匠就话直。我睇见嗰块铁反映到我自己嘅样。
I want you to think about that for a second.
我希望大家思想一下。
As God is hammering at us, removing our imperfections, we will continually have that until we look exactly like our Heavenly Father.
其实神在我们的生命里面就是不断地锻炼我们，直到我们能够反映出祂的样貌。
The hammering process isn't easy.
那个锻炼和这个打铁这个过程在我们的生命里面。
In fact, we're so scared of it sometimes.
一点都不容易，其实我们很怕这些苦难。
But we know that as we are being worked on, all our impurities are being drawn out of us.
其实当神这样锻炼我们的时候，我们生命那些杂质就慢慢除去。
So much that at the end of the day, we look exactly like God.
以致直到最后的时候，我们生命就越来越似主。
We persevere by knowing that with every step of faith that we take, we become more reflective of God and less reflective of God.Of our earthly self.
我们就知道在人生的路上，我们行每一步，越行每一步的时候，神的锻炼就叫我们更加似主耶稣，更加少一点似我们本来的人。
We persevere by knowing that the most difficult and painful part of our lives can be the most rewarding and life-changing.
我们就知道在我们生命里面最苦难的日子就叫我们得到是最大的益处。
I think right now I'm living a very stressful moment of my life.
我知道在现在我活着一个在很困难的境况里面。
And I know that at the end of the day, I will not curse God.
我知道是每日里面我不会想到去咒诅神。
But I know that it will make such a lasting impact.And change for the better.
我却是深知道，深信祂对我的锻炼是叫我更加是似祂。
I want to end with the monthly verse so that we are reminded of who we live for and how we do it.
我是想大家再思想今天的金句。
It comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14-15.
在哥林多后书
And as we read it, let us really take hold of what it means, and let us not just be people who say we have faith, but not do anything.
在哥林多后书，叫我们知道，我们不是只是讲信心的说话，乃是有信心的行为。
I'll read it first in English. Verse 14, it says, For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore,All have died.
第十四节嗰度话，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Let us live for Christ in faith and by works.
愿我们是为主而活，充满信心和信心的行为。
And let us persevere, knowing that we are being refined until God can see His pure reflection in us.
愿我们能够坚忍到底。以致我们是被锻炼到底，我们的生命就反映到基督的样貌在我们的生命里面。
Let's pray.
我们请低头祈祷。
Father, we ask that you change us and you make us whole.
天父，我们求你是改造我们，以致我们能够成为一个全备的人。
As you're hammering us, Father, we ask that you hammer lightly.
当你用苦难打在我们身上的时候，天父啊，求你不要的手那么重。
But we ask that you hammer us in such a way that will change us and make us more like you.
求你锻炼我哋嘅时候，叫我哋更加似你。
Father, you are listening to the hearts of everyone here right now.
天父，你听紧我哋心里边嘅说话。
We all have our own struggles and our own sin.
我哋每一个人都系喺罪里边，喺苦难里边挣扎。
So we ask that you, as our Father, just please take it from us, bring out all those impurities, and just be a kind and loving Father for us.
天父，我哋嘅天父，我哋知道你系知道。并且我哋愿意呢一啲嘅苦难，真正能够锻炼到我哋，更加系似你。
We pray that with our mouths we can say yes, and with our hands we can say yes.
天父愿意我哋嘅心、我哋嘅口都系向你话得嘅，亦都我哋嘅行为能够表现到出嚟。
We just pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。Amen.